Sorry. Samantha and Andrew, do you know that I have this new book? It's called Caesar's Way. It's about how you train your dog, and all about dog stories. I'll tell you one story about an abandoned dog. Actually, two stories. The first story is about a pit bull. This pit bulldog was their her former owners were using her to fight with other dogs illegally, and she lost one round. The past owners were so angry that they poured her over oil, and then they lit her on fire. And when the rescuers came, she almost died. And the second story is about another pit bull dog, which is even scarier, and it's not very nice. her past owners had one chihuahua and a pit bull dog, and they also had a bird. One time, every time anything gets broken around the house, the owners blame the pit bull dog, and this bulldog was very angry with things. So she started to get really aggressive. She pulled out the eye of the bird. So she actually bit out the eye of a bird. And she bit off the chihuahua's leg. The pit bulldog. Because she was so jealous. And she was a human aggressive. Because, I mean, she had to gain trust in humans. But she doesn't trust humans. So, but this,
too bad.
But in Caesar's Way, Caesar, the author, gained her trust in 2 days. So, but Caesar is a great man. He found this rescue team, and he just made it all himself. He rescues dogs who are in need, who are abandoned, and if they go walking for 4 hours, they go walking in the hills where nobody goes. He brings 40 dogs behind him, which are the most dangerous dogs in the world, like pit bulldogs, Rottweilers. And then the fierce ones. You don't want to get started with them. And German Shepherds.
Oh, German Shepherds are really nice when they're puppies.
Yeah. But he tamed them. He was actually a Mexican, but he moved to the United States when he was 21. And that was the night before Christmas. So he didn't spend... It was his first time not to spend Christmas with his friends.
And family.
He was very sad. So do you have any animal news?
Animal news.
Do you have anything that...
Oh, right. My dog called Sophie. She's just really normal as before. You know, her playful self.
What is she?
Oh, she's a golden retriever.
A big one, right?
A really big one. And she...
Does she get really crazy when you run around?
Oh, when you run around, sir, yes.
Yes. When I run around, she's just crazy.
I know that.
She chases me. Does she hit your butt?
No, she doesn't bite.
Yeah, she's a kind dog.
And it's her birthday tomorrow.
Yeah. Does she carry away slippers?
No, she doesn't. She bites them into the kids.
Do you buy for her?
Treats, and stuffed toys, but she, you know, rips them off pieces, bites them all. It's horrible.
My friend Belinda, Andrew knows her too. She has a dog. It's called a Labradoodle. It's a Labrador cross poodle. It's from Australia.
Oh, me too. My dog's from Australia.
It's from Australia. You wouldn't want to put your shoes inside the house because she
will bring them away.
Yeah. You know, she carried away my Crocs for 3 times. And when I checked them, there were like so many holes because she kept on biting them.
And mine too. My rubber shoes were bitten off like pieces. But thank God there was glue.
There was glue. You stick them back with glue.
It was
a little bit ripped off only.
And it was wet.
Oh, of course it's wet.
Yes.
And that dog loves feet. I think my feet smell. Cause you know my feet smells, right? I have just cause it keeps on licking my feet, and because its toenails are so sharp, it's like it's biting you.
Toenails?
No, paws. Paw nails, okay? Paw nails, okay? And did you know the biggest spider in the world? You know what? No, the biggest spider in the world is as big as a dinner plate. The one you put food on, like in gourmet restaurants. Gourmet restaurants.
That big?
No.
So like
gourmet restaurants. So you could think how big it is. It even kills a python. It killed a python and eaten it. Yes, it was gigantic. The snake first wanted to
eat the spider.
Where was it seen?
Oh, it was. I found it on the National Geographic channel.
So you didn't really see the whole scene.
Yes, I did. The cameraman was, you know, professional. Yes, very professional. So I got to see the whole scene. The snake wanted to eat the spider, but so once it opened its jaws, the spider bit the snake and it died in 1 second.
And what is this web that you look at these news?
Oh, you can find it on Animal Planet and National Geographic Channel.
Let's spell it out for you.
What?
That's
how am I going to spell it?
Let's move to our next thing.
Yeah. What's our next thing? Oh, yes. Do you know?
What?
Do you know?
No.
Do you know?
No.
Do you know?
No.
Do you know?
No. Let's fill it out.
Okay. Do you know Mr. Young is gone?
What?
That's old news. You don't know? Okay, so you know. So, do you know who the new teacher is?
I think the new one.
The
library?
No. The new teacher is a girl. She already came here.
So now it's Miss Lu and this other
lady. Who's she?
Woman.
Oh, that purple quote girl.
She doesn't wear purple every day, you know.
That's true.
But she wears purple, like,
a lot.
You know. A lot?
But not every day. Well, let me tell you what purple is that night.
But then why Mr. Young left the school?
Oh. Why?
I think he can't handle it anymore because he has a heart attack before.
No, you know what he said? He said that the choir B team were losers. Really. You know what? Because my friends told me that. They were quite angry.
Mm. Yep.
And you know what he said? And you know what his class said before about him? He called him a smelly goat. They called him a smelly goat.
Was he really smelly?
No. And I'll tell you something really funny. So, my friend Sophia, right? She went to this museum. She went to the museum.
Oh, I know she loves cheese.
She went to a museum, and then so this man said, "Who do you? What do you see every day?"
And the universe.
And
no.
And then he said, "Every day I see a frog." And
a frog?
Yes, because her whole class called Mr. Young Frog. Okay. Called Mr. Young Frog. And then Mr. Young starts to say, "No, you don't. Yeah, you didn't. You there isn't even one frog in the school."
Oh,
Mr. Young knows English.
Yes,
I think he does.
Yeah, he does.
You have to get not speak English to get into the school, right?
Right.
No.
Right. Asking you a question.
I refuse to answer.
Fine. Oh. Okay.
Well.
I know your sister. How old is your sister now, Samantha?
Oh, she's one.
She's one.
Yeah.
What was her name again?
Abigail.
Her name was Faith Abigail Yee.
So Abigail is the, you know, middle name. Okay. How do you spell Faith?
Oh. I'm not dumb, but I'm just asking you if you know how to spell your sister's name.
F-A-I-T-H.
Okay.
Faith.
Yes, Faith. So, actually, you know your sister's name. How do you... you also have two brothers, right?
An older brother and a younger brother.
Your younger brother's adorable.
Annoying.
Yeah, annoying and always bits her things up.
Oh, yeah.
You know what happened?
Last time,
and he was a pedo.
What?
I know, so it's true.
He ate your pencil.
No, my job. And the dumping, he just did it.
Oh,
yeah.
But he's actually really cute.
Look, you know what?
You get mad.
Okay.
Oh, my sister's this little... very bad little
girl. My sister is a pain in the butt. Oh.
You know...
I know brother Christina in the neck, too.
But no, I like to think of my sister as Cruella de Vil. As Cruella de Vil. You know,
words. That's how many. Yeah. Not the. Don't.
Yeah. You know this crazy lady who has black and white hair. I don't know
why. Weird animals. How rude is she?
Oh, she's cruel.
Yeah.
No. But anyway.
Yes.
So I read this book about the 101 Dalmatians. Cruella de Vil. So de Vil's like devil. De Vil. If you put the two words together, it becomes devil. You know that?
All right, Cruella Devil.
Yes, devil. And
yes.
She needs to say something now. After that, I'll think of it.
So, I need to say something. Okay, so let's see your subject. Okay. So, where's the last time you went to, London or anywhere?
Oh, I went to London this last time. Chinese New Year with all my friends. Excuse
you.
Okay. Okay, so, I also went to Chinese New Year. I went to London in Chinese New Year.
I know.
And then I went to Winchester, right? Oh, yeah. But, no.
He went to Repton.
And then, hello. And then, you know, so it's like, what should I say? You know, in London, my nan,
The dog, your nan.
My nan has a dog called Oscar.
No, your nan must be really old.
How old?
Have a shit.
How old is that thing?
The shit.
Oh, I don't know, but I think it's over 10.
Yeah, that's old.
70 years old in human life.
Well, that's not old.
But it's not human. Okay, so and there's two other dogs. One called Lucy and one called Hoku. Hoku is a name of a dolphin in Hawaii.
No. I mean, what breed is it?
It's Shih Tzu too. And Lucy is a West Ham Terrier. And then Hoku, he's so naughty that whenever you put your shoes inside the house, he brings tomatoes, puts them in your shoes. So when you put your shoes on, you find a wet tomato inside.
Ew!
Then where do you put your shoes? Oh, I put them outside the house.
Well, do you know that my mom's friend from Vancouver, she's from London, so she used to go to school with the chef's daughter of Kensington Palace, and she went into Kensington Palace as a chef, as a guest of the chef's daughter, as the guest of the chef's daughter, and she said, It wasn't that nice, Kensington Palace. It looked like, cause it wasn't that nice. It was quite old, ugly. Yeah. Yes. No.
I think so.
And yes. No. It's not like other palaces. You know, it's not like Buckingham Palace. It's not like, you know. It doesn't look like Buckingham Palace inside.
You know, the furniture and stuff.
It's really ugly. It's really ugly. It's not unique. It's not unique. I can tell you that. It's not unique. I can tell you.
But it's ugly.
Very ugly.
I can tell that. Okay. So, spiders, spider cobwebs, you know, on the rooftop. And what's happened to you guys? Hey, so. Okay.
Talk to the hand.
He's today to be cheetah girl.
Okay. Talk to the hand.
Let's talk business.
Okay. I want you to talk.
Seriously.
Fine.
Yeah.
No. I'm gonna tell you. Let's.
That's
my reader. Keep calm. Keep calm.
Keep
calm. Okay? Keep calm.
What do you think about the reader?
I hate the reader.
It's all about insecticide, not chicken side. Why would there be a huge
chicken? I mean, the whole thing is so boring because, I mean, it was like so easy. The words are so big. I mean, and how could
almost all the readers are big?
And how could the chicken have grown if it was an
insecticide?
Not chicken side. Okay.
Yeah, I know. Well, I need to go to the zoo now. So we'll talk later. Bye.